This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The medical knowledge you desire, you need. You may not know you need it, but you need it. Take it from me. I'm Doug Steffen. You need this information. You want this information. You have to have this information. So let us spend the next hour pledging ourselves to our own health and well-being, because that's your responsibility. If you'd like to have a podcast of Good Day Health, go to blogtalkradio.com/ Good Day Health. That's simple. You can get the podcast from iTunes or everywhere podcasts are available. Search for the Good Day Health moniker. I guess that's a good word, Jack, right? Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, who is a Nooka chiropractor. He knows from whence he speaks. Mm. He and his wife have a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous podcast series. Every week or two, they come out with something new. This week, the latest entitled Eat It or Take It. Eat It or Take It. Eat it out or take it out. But that's probably not it's not a play on that, is it?
Well, we talk about one of the all-time great superfoods, liver. And when you consider the nutrients...
Okay, hold on a second. I'm telling you my liver story right now.
Uh-oh.
Liver is the most obnoxious product to come out of a cow. The liver, and some people eat chicken liver, and but it's very healthy, I do know that. Well, I remember when I was a kid, my mother used to make us liver and onions and stuff about once a month, and my sister, unbeknownst to my mother, who didn't usually stick around while we were having dinner, she'd cook it and then go off and do some things. My sister used to put it in the drawer, the middle drawer of the, I have that old table. She opened up the drawer, the telephone book was in there, and she'd stick her liver in there. Oh, my God. It was. I don't remember what I did with mine, but I didn't eat much of it, I'll tell you
Well, when did your mother finally catch on?
I think that just when the smell sort of started.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. When you consider the nutrient density of a loaf of white bread or a lettuce or even a salad, the nutrient density compared to the nutrient density of liver, mm-hmm. you don't need a whole lot, just a few ounces, and what it will provide your body with. Remember, in any mammal, whether it's a human being, a cow, a sheep, whatever, the nutritional density of the organs far surpasses the nutrient density of muscles, which is why the wild predators of Africa or the forests, the cats, the big cats, when they bring down a kill, they don't sit there and eat the animal. They eat the heart, they eat the brain, they eat the liver, they eat the lungs, they eat the kidney, they eat the adrenals, and they leave everything else, including the skeletal meat, the roasts, the chops, the filet, the steaks, to the scavengers. They leave it to the baboons. They leave it to the hyenas. They leave it to the vultures because there is hardly any nutrition left once the organs are gone. And our ancestors knew this. They knew if you had heart problems, you ate a heart. If you had liver problems, you'd eat liver. If you had kidney problems, you'd start eating kidney. And so this podcast, Eat It or Take It, there are those who know how to prepare organ meat so that it's not as yucky as you're talking about. Or you take it in a whole food concentrate supplement form. And that's why we're featuring Liverplex, which has, and when you look at liver, what do you, you got vitamin A in its raw form. You got vitamin B12 in a tremendous amount. You got CoQ10 in a tremendous amount for the heart. And the list goes on and on. Folate and several other things that are present that are absolutely the densest nutrition on the planet for human intake.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's what most people do. That's what most people do.
Something that applies to the liver that begins with an M. And why am I not remembering? I'll have to go look in my chest where I have all of my supplements, because there's not only we have the LivCo thing from Standard Process, but there's something else as well. I just think you need, especially with the foods that we have today, the things that we're exposed to, we need to keep our organs really at tip-top shape. The liver, the kidneys, the spleen.
Absolutely.
And I know that you put me on, Standard Process has a spleen capsule.
Yes.
That I take every
day. For the immune system, you bet.
Yeah, right. Well, but we're back to earlier, we were talking about where Listeria comes from and Salmonella and E. coli. This is a frequent topic for me and in my food news and here on Good Day Health, because it is one of those things that's not really well understood. It does point out, however, how easy it is with a strong immune system to avoid the problems that you would get from bacteria like Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria in food, lettuce, all of the foods now, because the stuff is so much a part of where some of the stuff is grown. It goes right into with the leaf. It doesn't grow on it. It grows into it. So you can't get it out unless you're eating organic food.
That's the big push for organic. Anytime you have mass production of our commercial foods with people who aren't quite as hygienically oriented as they should be, yeah, you're going to end up with contamination. You know, Listeria does not normally grow on lettuce. E. coli does not normally grow on strawberries. Yet you do some sampling of these particular fruits or vegetables, you're going to find some of this dangerous bacteria, because the people who were handling it in the mass production, either the harvesting or the packaging or transport, whatever, are going to contaminate these foods to some degree. But you're not going to find that with organic fruits and vegetables.
No,
or at least to a much lesser degree.
Right. Okay. So the liver is the focus of the podcast, Eat It or Take It, and that significance is you either eat it as liver or you take the capsules, and that's what the forbidden doctor within you will understand when you listen to the podcast or any of the hundreds of podcasts. There are tens of thousands of people every week that are downloading this podcast. Join them, and if you don't, it's at your expense. Frankly, I say that. Well, it is. If you don't listen and learn.
It's free information.
Yeah, it is. Free. And so a lot of the other things you find at Forbidden Doctor. You can take the symptom survey, which is free to you. You'll find out what's going on in your body when you answer a bunch of questions. It does take you some time. About, 20 minutes, do I remember?
Yeah, it's lengthy. It's lengthy, but it's very concise.
Well, it's worth it.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes, it's worth it. So do either the Ageless Thyroid product that you have at ForbiddenDoctor.com or the Long Life Energy Enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com, do they help with the health of the liver and the spleen and the organs that we're talking about protecting, the kidney?
Yes. Yes, because the Ageless Thyroid has desiccated hormone glands in it. And they, the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the thyroid, the adrenal, and contained in those things are something that are known as protomorphogens, not in a concentrated form, but in a raw form. And the protomorphogens are the aspects, the local growth factors of a particular organ that stimulates better growth of the adrenal, better growth of the liver, better growth of the thyroid, of the major organs. That's what these things do. The Ageless Thyroid addresses what we call the HPA axis. More people are learning about that all the time, in that this is where our emotional home plate is. So no matter whether we're dealing with stressful situations, emotional situations, whatever else, the important thing is that we want to make sure that we're standing on home plate emotionally when we have to deal with stress and the other kinds of problems. And that's what the Ageless Thyroid is designed to do. Yeah. the long life energy enzymes is to reinforce the strength of the pancreas. The pancreas has to digest proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, but it also is the home plate for insulin production and the ability of the body to handle sugar. And with the average diet of the American today, they have entirely too much sugar. What they have for breakfast, mid-morning, lunch, yeah, mid-afternoon, dinner, yeah, there's yeah, a constant flow of sugar through the system, and we get pancreatic burnout. And that's why we have this explosion of obesity. That's why we have this explosion of type 2 diabetes, simply because the pancreas cannot keep up with the workload we're giving it, and that's why we developed the long-life energy enzymes.
So these enzymes help destroy cancerous tissue, but not human tissue. That's one of the things you can read about in the Forbidden Doctor. And if you want to take advantage of what Jack is suggesting here, these are on the market. You go to ForbiddenDoctor.com for either the long-life energy enzymes or the ageless thyroid. And if you mention my name when you're ordering it, you get 10% off. Not a bad deal.
Yep.
At ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th to the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Question: if you could choose between being paid what you earn now or being paid nearly 100% more for doing the exact same job, which would you choose? Of course, we'd all choose more. There are many things that influence how much we earn, and one of them is the growth rate of our national economy. Between the end of World War II and 2007, the American economy grew at an average annual rate of 3.5%. However, in the 10 years since then, the average annual growth rate has barely topped 2%. How much difference does that make? Well, if our economy had grown at only 2% a year since World War II, today's average household income of $50,000 would only be about half of that, or $26,000. Let's be fair. Our ability to stimulate economic growth today will determine how much our children and grandchildren earn years from now. The question now is, will they thank us or blame us? Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
All right, so your liver story, what do you have? You have a story.
Well, it's just that I had a bad kidney stone about 4 years ago, and they had to do a CT scan to make sure the stent was being placed correctly. And the report came back, and they said, hey, you better check into your pancreas here because it's atrophic. And the medical
what does that
team,
mean,
it just means it's wasting. It means it's wasting away. We can't tell where the pancreas begins and where it ends. Yeah, that's the root of atrophy.
Uh-huh.
And so, holy smoke! So I went on a search to find something that would support it, and I couldn't find what I was looking for on the internet or health food stores or anywhere else. So Mary and I made one. We had to make the product, and that's where it came from. And the last scan I had, last December, Christmas time last year, said it's a little smaller relative to the rest of the organs than, you know, otherwise might normally be, but it's just fine. Your pancreas looks just fine. Right. So that's what it did. It went from no definable borders to a clear border, and I feel really good about it, and I'm happy with it. And so we had to mass produce this stuff because there's a lot of other people who are having problems handling sugar, handling digestion, you know, the gas, the bloating, the indigestion, all the stuff. Yeah. That's why we created the super product.
All right, get it out. Get it out. Thank you, Dirk. Check it out, and then get it out.
Then get it out.
At ForbiddenDoctor.com. Doug Steffen, Dr. Jack Stockwell, continuing with more medical news and your questions in just a matter of moments here.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Doctor Time continuing. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a NUCA board certified chiropractor in Salt Lake City, certified GAPS practitioner. He knows your gut, knows what it needs. He's a good technologist. He's just certified in all kinds of important things. And we'll take your questions, send them to Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can send them to me at Doug Stephan on Twitter if you'd like. Questions coming up. There is an underscore. We always talk about what you eat because that's an important part. Whatever you put in your body, the old expression, you are what you eat. So the story is about the Mediterranean diet. It's a simple plant-based cooking. Fish, red wine are part of it. How often do you have something that would be considered a good meal that's like a Mediterranean diet, which, by the way, is supposed to help you stay away from Alzheimer's?
It's one of the good diets because it has really good fats. It's based primarily on, like you said, the vegetables of the Mediterranean area. Yeah. Vegetables you don't get in Northern Europe or you get in North America. It's more of the Mediterranean area. Yeah. And it has a lot of fish, and it has, I know they eat goat. I've never had goat, but some fish and some goat, but a lot of vegetables and a lot of fruit that grow in that area, and whole grains, a lot of which have been fermented.
Yep.
And when you ferment grains, they're much easier to digest.
Well, that's a good glass of beer sometimes is good for you, because that's really what that is.
Well, especially if it's the type that is still loaded with minerals and enzymes and vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't think of beer in that way.
No.
But whenever we're dealing with a new mother who wants to nurse her baby and she's not producing enough milk, we'll use the herb fenugreek.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't do the job, then I usually suggest that they have at least one bottle a day of a good dark German beer. Because there's the enzymes and the vitamins and the nutrients in that will just turn her into a Jersey cow, if I can use that kind of terminology, and produce all the milk that she wants. And but the American beers, oh my goodness, they're dangerous. I mean, just one glass is dangerous.
So I wonder if we could mix Super Beets with beer. You know, that's where my mind just went as I was listening to you. You know, the girls tease me all the time about mixing Super Beats with chocolate milk, and I put it in with this. I mean, I'm really pretty creative with how I take it. And so I just am thinking out loud about beer. You can mix it with almost anything, or you can take the Neo 40 capsule. Super Beets is the vegetable that is, this is a non-GMO product that's grown organically. They cook it, and then they have this sort of lightly, this is a light dried process, so the dietary nitrates are protected. You'll get the nitrates into your system. The nitrates operate by opening up your arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every important part of your body. That's why Jack likes it, because it's a food. That's all this is. There's nothing, zero. It absolutely is as pure as could be, because there's nothing in it except the beets themselves. They're powdered.
That's like you couldn't be more correct. And there are some vegetables that are much more nutritious than other kinds of vegetables.
Right.
And
beets
are one of the preeminent sources of this kind of nutrition.
Healthy blood flow, that's what it's all about. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets. Take Dr. Ken's advice, Dr. Jack's advice, my advice, everybody that I'm around, I talk to about this to the point of, come on, this can't be that good. It really is. Go to DougLikesBeets.com and order it there. DougLikesBeets.com. Yep, DougLikesBeets.com, all one word. Order Super Beets, get free shipping as well, or call them if you'd prefer, 800-655-4183. The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A one-year money-back guarantee with The Wave. Ask about The Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride The Wave. Wave Home Solutions.
Sometimes, what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, it's Good Day Health time. And as I would like to remind you with every one of the things that are available from my wheelhouse, the program that you're listening to, Good Day Health, is a podcast, and you can get it by going to blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. They get on iTunes as well. Anywhere there's a podcast, help yourself. It's here. So there's a podcast within a podcast. We're promoting Dr. Ken's Forbidden Doctor podcast, and he, on his Forbidden Doctor site, has these. What we're doing, I think, Kara, is embedding. And we just put a link and give it to Jack and everybody else that participates with it, and they put it up on their site, and they can just click on it and go to whatever the latest conversation is.
We don't yet, but most people with social media, they'll have links on Twitter that you can click on that will go straight to the podcast.
All right. There we are. That's enough technical information to last me for a while here. The fact that Americans are consuming less soda pop than they used to. Matter of fact, last year, Jack, it fell to a 31-year low, the use of this kind of beverage. You know, you go into the supermarket and you go to the middle of the store, and that's where you find all this soda because it's so profitable, and people are used to finding it very easily and quickly. But because people are getting the message from people like you about how higher calorie products, sugary sodas, fruit, vegetables, fruit beverages, that sort of thing, are not good for you because there's so much sugar in them. I'm trying to stay away from them. I don't know whether you drink some of the enhanced waters, the bottled water and that sort of thing. How much? I'm trying to remember what you and Mary drink.
Well, we drink a lot of kombucha.
Oh, my God, that stuff's awful.
Oh, no, you can get used to it. You know, it takes a little while.
Yes, you can get used to drinking seaweed water, too.
It's not that bad, really. You know, even our son, our 17-year-old son, is not bringing home a lot of the sugared drinks he has in the past.
Good.
He is drinking kombucha. It's a little more expensive, but it's extremely healthy. Yeah. The probiotics that's in that stuff.
I'd just rather buy you the probiotic. Meredith drinks it, and it's well, to each his own. Everybody's got different taste buds. You know, I say that because I've grown up. I didn't really grow up on that much sugar, although I've always eaten a lot of ice cream. And we had a penny candy store that I used to go to. When I worked on the farm, I'd get paid $10 a week. And I'd go up to the candy store on my bicycle, and I'd get... And I think that's maybe where I got sort of hooked on sugar, although they say it's in your DNA, whatever the sugar quotient is that you want. Yes, no, you don't buy that?
No, I don't buy that.
Then how do you get it?
So you get hooked on it. The sugar receptor sites in your brain are right there where the cocaine receptor sites, the marijuana receptor sites, the pleasure circuitry of the brain, and sugar just lights it up.
Yep, there you go. So what I have done in terms of the sugar stuff, I'm trying to mute it somehow, in a way that makes some sense, and not get off of it all the time. But I do buy little pieces of fudge here and there and things that, you know, you succumb to this, but at your own peril. It really is.
Well, the more sugar you eat, the more you foster the growth of bacteria in the gut that live on sugar. Right. And the byproduct of this bacteria is what's deleterious to your health. It's so much more the condition of the microbiome that exists inside the gut than it is any DNA thing.
All right, so it's not DNA, it's just what you do.
It's the bacteria that you have this symbiotic relationship with.
You know, maybe I'll underscore that. My daughter is teaching her son not to like sugar and sweets and that sort of thing. They've been feeding him regular vegetables since he was just a little child. He doesn't know any better. He doesn't know the difference. You know, once in a while we give him a little ice cream. I was the first one to give him some, and I caught it from my daughter after she...
Well, I bet.
But, you know, there is the thing about bringing people into the world and bringing them into the exposure of having things, and he thinks that vegetables are good. So, that's right, until he goes to school.
Well, vegetables are good. I hope she's very selective in what she gives him. You know, for a lot of kids, the only vegetables they ever see are peas or carrots or some sugar.
No, there's a Brussels sprout.
Oh, good. Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts and kale aren't the most delicious ones out there, but like the beets, there are studies that show regular intake of kale in some form or another, or Brussels sprouts, have a tremendous anti-breast cancer effect for women.
Really?
Yeah, that's why Standard Process put it in a pill. Just those two things, kale and Brussels sprouts.
Ah, all right. You have to send some of those along. The poison control centers in our country are being exposed to tremendous increases in calls, 50% increase in calls in regard to supplements. And I'm trying to figure this out. You're the man to go to when it comes to this because of what you produce on your own for the Forbidden Doctor and because of what you recommend from Standard Process, which is a company that bases all of its supplements on real food. I've been taking supplements for 50 years. Now, the report comes that the calls to poison control centers because of exposure to supplements increased 50% last year. The majority of the calls related to incidents affecting children under the age of 6. So, we're not supposed to give supplements to kids under 6 anyway.
The majority,
right?
Well, we do. We recommend it in the sense of something that's called chewable Catalan, but it's all food-based. Not all supplements are the same. Well, now, I take that back. About 99% of the supplements out there in the marketplace are simply synthetic.
Yes.
They're made in a laboratory. They're a bunch of chemicals that have been jammed together that the FDA allows you to call it vitamins. Allows you to call it supplements.
Right.
And when you overdo this stuff, you are going to have some problems because it's poisonous to the body.
There's also a misnomer here, and people put all of these things into the same system, which isn't fair. You think about vitamins and minerals and herbs and botanicals and amino acids and homeopathic agents and concentrates and extracts and metabolites and all of these things. The ingredients need to be pure and not synthetic, as Jack suggested. If you're taking synthetic stuff, you're going to have the rapid heart rate, the vomiting, the dizziness, the nausea,
absolutely,
the irritability. If you're taking real food, that kind of
read the label.
Right.
Read the label. What do you see on the label Super Beets?
See, Jack, this is what's so disingenuous about this. So this is an attack on the supplement business because the FDA is in the pocket of the big drug companies.
Amen.
And so as much as they can discredit these people, they do it. They're happy. 34 people died from exposure to dietary supplements during the last year. They say
over 250,000 people died last year from prescriptive drugs that were so-called properly prescribed.
Right.
250,000.
Yeah.
Well, where's your chances, the better.
Yeah. Well, it's just... These reports, the reason I bring it up is not to underscore the report, but to underscore the fallaciousness. It's sort of like the continuing conversation about climate change and global warming and the misinformation that comes from people who have a pejorative position to gain.
Yeah.
There are problems with climate change, no question. Global warming, absolutely. But where is it coming from? So the same sort of thinking applies when it comes to supplements. Supplementation by in and of itself is not bad. It's how it's used and where you get them. That's it. It's not about supplements in the main. It's about where they come from. And if you're getting this stuff from... how many times do you have to say this? I probably should just drop it because I've become redundant.
No. This is a very important point to make, and this is why the label is so important. If you see a bunch of chemical names, throw the stuff away. If you see foods listed, various organs, carrot powder, pea vine juice, beets, things like that, then you know the supplement is a food concentrate. And there's a big difference between concentrated foods and laboratory chemicals.
Right. Amen to that, brother. All right, so we have the story of a beer that improves your gut health. Jack's going to like this because he's all about your gut. And he doesn't mind a good beer here and there. We'll talk about that in a moment.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Innovation is a hallmark of American healthcare, particularly where medicines are concerned. The people who benefit most from this innovation are American patients, but increasing restrictions by both public and private payers threaten patients' access to the very breakthrough drugs American industry produces. In a poll we took last year, 87% of respondents said that fostering policies that support medical innovation should be a top priority for members of Congress. But discovery isn't enough. 86% of those polls also said we must assure that Medicare and private health care plans cover new treatments and cures. Innovation is only half the picture. Giving patients access to the cures that innovation produces is what makes a world-class health care system. Policymakers should take note. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
All right, 46 past the hour. Not a lot of razzmatazz and gimmicks here. This is the Good Day Health Hours are aimed at presenting you with information in a conversational way that you can hopefully absorb, or if you are intrigued, you go to the sources, you get a little more information. You can always find out more by Googling this, that, or the other thing. Anything that Jack does at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can certainly research that. Check out his website. But there are tons of things that may be in there you want more clarification on. It's your job. And it's kind of fun to know what's going on in your body, actually. I think it's a very important thing, but I like to know what's going on. It's nice to see and figure out how things function as they do. There's a new beer on the market, Jack, that is supposed to improve your gut health. It's called probiotic beer. Boosts the immune system and improves gut health. I didn't think that these things could live in alcohol, but apparently the main ingredient in this beer, which kills bacteria, beer does, probiotic bacteria, was made in a kitchen where they're experimenting with different levels of hops and malt and alcohol, probiotics, that kind of stuff. It contains lactobacillus parasiti. I don't know what that means. Probably not important. So what do you make of this? What do you think?
Well, it depends, of course, on the strength of the alcohol in the drink. You can find bacteria in even some of the strongest forms of, well, liquors, the 80, is it 80 proof or 40? I forget. Whatever it is. And, yeah, there's a beer that I heard about in the Chicago area called Groot, G-R-U-T, that's made from herbs. Now, back in the Dark Ages, most of the good beers came from the monasteries, and apparently they still produce some good beer in Germany and parts of the Alps and things like that to this day. And what happened is when they would put herbs in beer, the herbs would stimulate health. And so when they found out, and this was the predominant church at the time, they had to get rid of herbs in the beer in order to kill the libido.
Wow.
And so to kill the libido of the congregation, they put in hops instead. And hops kills the libido, which is why a lot of heavy beer drinkers have this kind of a problem, not just a beer gut, but a decrease of libido. Now, there is a resurgence of what I guess you could call a healthier beer. Earlier we were talking about the dark German types of beers, but anytime you can see probiotics showing up in this stuff, when you can see herbs showing up in this stuff as beer anciently consisted of, it actually was a healthy drink. The problem is they just couldn't stop with one. And they would end up a stein or two, and then, of course, they start moving towards drunkenness, and that destroys the whole thing.
Yeah, right. Well, it's the components, it's all how everything is mixed together. But when you throw it all into your gut, it's going to be all mixed together anyway.
Well, and grains hurt. Suppress endocrine expression, unless they're fermented. And, of course, that's what you get with beer. You're going to get a fermentation of the grain. But grains as a whole are not good for the human being without being fermented first to start the pre-digestive process so your body can handle them.
Jack, in the thick of things, when it comes to your medical well-being, Dr. Jack Stockwell, paying attention to what's going on in your body here on Good Day Health at 50 minutes past the hour.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Get involved in what's going on in the world of your health and well-being, courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is here courtesy of the folks that bring you Super Beets. Super Beets, the performance-enhancing veggie. If there's anybody who is really strict about this, it's Jack, who's into making sure that whenever you need help, you get it naturally. Natural food and natural supplements. And this is a supplementation that is, it's all about eating clean anyway and putting good things into your body. There are no sugars, there's no processed crud and any of this. How do you like that for a technical, huh?
Crud.
No.
No crud.
Crud.
And surprising. Surprising how many things out there do have crud in them.
Yeah, you're right.
As a filler.
Yep. So if you're a Spartan athlete, that is, you eat conservatively, doctors, I know a lot of doctors who are drinking Super Beets because it's clinically shown to improve heart health and stamina. So, Super Beets. Get your first supply. The 30-day free supply comes with your first order. You get it by going to Doug likesbeets.com, or you dial 800-655-4183, or DougLikesBeats.com is a good place to go. All right, let's get to some observations on Jack's part. There are a lot of people who are getting off of drugs and starting to puff away on medical cannabis, so it's costing the drug companies big time, right?
Oh, it's
usually for large corporations, they can survive under most conditions until the cash flow begins to be affected. Mm-hmm. And the CBD oil, the cannabidiol, if it comes from hemp, it is legal in every state in the union, even though the DEA says it's not legal. And just as the psychoactive marijuana is now legal in many states, even though the DEA will have a lot of trouble with that. But I'm not talking about the psychoactive stuff. I'm talking about the oil that comes from the hemp plant. And I just had a patient, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, asking, you know, kind of sneaking around in the question, what do you think of this? How do you, without coming right out and saying, hey, we started using this, because you can buy it online. And I said, I haven't researched it to the depth I probably should before I would ever recommend it to a patient. However, the feedback I'm getting are people are moving off of their opioid-based drugs, they're moving off of anti-inflammatory-type drugs, and taking a little bit of this oil every day, and it seems to be doing the job without the side effects. So it's beginning to be a threat to Big Pharma. They're having a lot of problems with this because more and more people are moving in that direction. And the good thing about it, it's obtained from food, for one thing, but number two, it doesn't seem to have any side effects whatsoever.
So, under the circumstances, understanding the difference between hemp and marijuana is important. Hemp is something that's used for supplementation. A lot of hemp oil is used to cook. You make rope from hemp. Clothing.
A lot of clothing from hemp.
Right, yeah. So the difference between that and marijuana is what? It's all the matter of degrees.
Oh, it's right? All the difference in the world. It's all hemp does not have THC in it.
No.
Whereas the marijuana plant does. But they're both in the same family. And the moving factor, as I was saying there a few moments ago, behind almost every decision that's made is cash flow. Mm-hmm. Does this sponsor cash flow or does this threaten cash flow? And it doesn't matter what the health of the people are. It doesn't matter.
It's a business decision.
It is a business. It's just like the water that's flowing through your pipes in your neighborhood to give you fresh water at your tap. Mary and I are going to be doing a podcast on that here shortly, maybe the next one, where we talk about the incredible level of chemicals that are now showing up in your drinking water and what you might want to do about it, because it's affecting cash flow.
Yeah. We had this big fight here in Framingham, my town. We have local wells we're going to use, and the state sued us because we get off the state water program.
Oh, boy.
And spent $7 million trying to fight them. We want our own water. And they said, no, you can't because it'll screw up billing. I mean,
right.
It'll screw up the billing in the rest of the towns.
That's the healthiest water on the planet.
Yep.
It's clean well water.
Well water, yep.
It has all the local minerals. It has all the local viral bacterial agents that your immune system needs to develop itself. If you have clean well water, you have the healthiest water you can get. But
check
it gets in the way of cash flow.
Jack's website for all these sorts of observations, and he mentioned his podcast. It's at theforbiddendoctor.com, forbiddendoctor.com. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.